Good morning. It is 9:01 a.m. We are here today, October 17, 2016, in the OPA hearing room, suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatna, Guam, for the formal hearing of OPAPA 16-010, Xerox Corp. versus the Guam Department of Education. Presiding over the hearing today are hearing officer Peter C. Perez and public auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi, Jared Hernandez, and Michael McDermott. Will appellant Xerox please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. Elise Iriarty for Xerox Corporation.
Good morning.
Good morning. Will purchasing agency GDOE please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. James State for legal counsel for the Guam Department of Education.
Thank you. You may proceed.
Are the parties ready to proceed on the appeal on the merits?
Yes, there is an update that we'd like to inform the Office of Public Accountability of. May I proceed?
Yes.
On late Friday, I received a phone call from DOE's legal counsel informing me that the AG is withdrawing its objections as stated in their memorandum, which has been an issue in this case, and that they will proceed with the contracting process. For that reason, we intend to file a stipulation to dismiss and ask for the public auditor's approval of that dismissal of this case.
Right. And just to confirm, we did receive that call from the Attorney General's office, and I did receive approval from the superintendent to stipulate to dismiss as well as the terms of agreement to reinstate the contract.
Yeah. Okay, that's what we wanted to clarify on the record, because in one of the tabs as we were getting ready for this hearing, and actually in the procurement record, Exhibit 14, I believe it's Exhibit 14, there is a letter from the data processing manager, Mr. Vincent De La Cruz, to the administrator supply management, which he outlines the significant savings under this contract. And I believe, Ms. Ariarty, you did also kind of mention that in your briefs. And so it was from that perspective, you know, we were wanting to find out. So the contract, is, we understand, just based on, will proceed.
Yes.
With the pricing that was.
Right. The original contract that would have went through, but for the rejection, will now, the AG said they would intend to remove the rejection based on our settlement agreement and let it proceed as identified.
As identified.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Are there any other matters?
Yes. No, we expect to
It would be without prejudice, I guess, because until it's, you know, formally.
That's right. That's right. We would like to file that stipulation today.
Okay. Well, we'd like to see the vendors do come to a mutual mutual agreement. That way we don't have to proceed. But in this case, it seems like it's going to be quite satisfactory to both parties.
Right.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time and for the resources.
For the record, just to note OPA, or Xerox became a vendor of OPA as of October 1st, 2016. And we just wanted to disclose that,
you.
Although you're stipulating to dismiss.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jared.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. I guess, Mr., this might be your last time before us, huh?
The time is 9:08, 9:04 a.m. We're off the record.
Okay.